Texas has ruled that a black high school student's punishment for refusing to change his hairstyle does not violate the state's Crown Act. Daryl George has been wearing his hair tied up in locks for months.
When you're the only one stuck in a room for a whole semester, a whole year at that, it just like it makes you feel some type of way because you can't be a child like everybody else. You know, you see everybody else walking around, talking, laughing. You can't do that. And it puts pressure on your shoulders.
But the school district says it had a policy limiting the length of boys' hair. KHOU-TV reporter Stephanie Whitfield.
Daryl George refused to cut his locks, so he spent the last 6 months in in-school suspension and an alternative school. His family sued, arguing the policy violates the state's Crown Act, which just became law last year. It prohibits race-based hair discrimination.
But again, the judge in this case just said the district did nothing wrong. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. The Journal Sentinel reports Hovde's position has evolved since the last time he ran for Senate. In 2012, he told the Green Bay radio station he was totally opposed to abortion. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library has launched a fellowship program to allow people with autism to express themselves through art and technology. The program will be run by a nonprofit called Islands of Brilliance, and it is designed for people with autism in transitional stages of life. The library will host sessions every other Wednesday afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30 until September. Anyone who is interested in participating in the program can register online at the Islands of Brilliance website. The Chippewa County Board passed two motions regarding Sheriff Travis Hakes on Tuesday night. The first motion called to forward the investigation to the district attorney's office and stated the county board had no confidence in Sheriff Hakes. The second directed the board and its committees to only get further information from the sheriff department's chief deputy. The motions passed 19-1. Sheriff Hakes released a statement claiming bias in the investigation from an agenda-driven Madison-based attorney. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no! Of course not! You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the WBZH studios in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here live in Hayward, Wisconsin. Thank you very much, Terry Barr, for the great intro, as always. And our great producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. We are here for the 50th anniversary of the American Birkenbeiner Ski Race in Hayward, Wisconsin. Most of it taking place, all the racing taking place about 22 miles north of here in Cable. It would normally finish just outside of our windows here in the studios in downtown Hayward. But because of the abnormally warm weather and having to make snow at night, they're doing a great job. They're keeping about a 10-kilometer loop trail open through the woods. And people have already been on it. And our very own Catherine Lake, our program director, up here helping out, and really appreciate all that she's doing, bringing us these live on the scene reports. She has filed another one, and we're going to listen to that in just a little bit. But Mr. Zommers, it's been a great week. Got one more day up here for us covering this event, and then we'll turn it over to our colleague Jim Santel on Saturday morning, along with Big G and Gray
and
from
you.
The Well, we'll find out. I think they're going to handle most of the coverage on Saturday.
Gotcha.
But I'm just here to eat food on Saturday. That's what I'm doing, I think. But no, it'll be a great time during Jim Santel's show from 9 to 11. They're going to do live cut-ins, similar to what Catherine's been doing for us, but going to be all over as well and talking to some of the participants, I think, actually up in Cable. But Catherine's been doing a great job for us and talking to participants here. There are lots of activity today, actually, on the streets of Hayward. Lots more participants coming in as the big races get underway today, tomorrow, Saturday, and then the big finale on Sunday. So appreciate all of you joining us here for our live coverage of the 50th annual Birkenbeiner Ski Race, live from Hayward, Wisconsin. Speaking of, I think Mr. Zommers, we have another caller on the line. I want to talk about the other big deal. We're talking about the 44th anniversary today of the Miracle on Ice, when Mark Johnson and that great Olympic team knocked off the Soviet Union in the semifinals and then went on to win the gold medal, and had that call from ABC Sports back in 1980. Al Michaels, do you believe in miracles? Yes, such a great call. On the phone lines, Mr. Zommers, who do we have here? Let me check my notes real quickly.
It is Jeff in Sun Prairie.
Oh, very good. Jeff in Sun Prairie. Thanks for calling in. Jeff, what say you?
Hi. Yeah, there was another person from Wisconsin, a defenseman named Bob Suter, was also from Madison.
Yes.
That played on the Miracle on Ice. And he actually had, I think he broke either his ankle or his leg about 8 weeks before the Olympics, and they didn't think that he would make it, but Medicine at the time got him in rehab, and he was back out on the ice and played in the Olympics. So
I appreciate so much for helping me out and you know, making sure we mentioned Bob Suter, because another great Wisconsinite, another great Badger hockey player, another great gold medal Olympian on that team in 1980. Thank you so much for reminding us of that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you still there, Jeff? Did you remember watching that game?
Yes, I am.
Back in the
game was delayed. You couldn't really watch it live at the time.
Right, right.
And it was delayed, and yes, I did watch it. And I also watched The Miracle on Ice. It was on TV.
But do you remember back in those days, for people of a certain age, they're not going to think this is possible. But as you're saying, Jeff, back then, remember, we know that the Olympics were going on at other times, other places, but you'd say, don't turn on the TV or don't pick up a newspaper. I don't want to know. I want to wait till it comes on TV and watch it delayed so I can have the experience. Now it's almost impossible with cell phones and everything else not to know. But back in the day, we actually used to want to wait to watch the delayed broadcast.
That's right. And that was exciting to watch the delayed broadcast. I didn't know the score before they put it on TV.
Oh, did
you? But it was just exciting just to watch it happen, because you could see how they did it.
Right,
A group of college students compared to the pros, and ended up beating them. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it really, really was. Appreciate you so much calling in and giving us that memory, especially of Suter as well. Suter and Johnson, what a duel for Wisconsin hockey, and is also at the Miracle on Ice. Thank you so much, Jeff and Sun Prairie. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to have more of your memories from the Miracle on Ice, or as well up here for the Birkenbeiner, just sports in general, and how, talking about with all the divisive stuff going on, it's nice to spend some time on those events that actually bring us together. Also, checking in on the text line, you can as well by simply downloading the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. On WMDX, we have Chris listening from Janesville, Wisconsin, and says hello. Hello, Chris. Also on WMDX, a compliment. We appreciate it. This listener says, quote, fantastic job with your Berkey coverage. Too bad you don't get to see the finish line on Main Street. It is a sight to behold. People that have just skied 55 kilometers struggle on those last few blocks. It makes you cheer on complete strangers. Thank you for pointing out the neutrality of the event, not red or blue, but just skiers. Love that. Shout out to my wife, Allison McGinty, and my daughter, Mary Hutchkins, who are racing today. Duffy in Mount Horeb. Well, there you go. Thanks, Duffy, for listening in from beautiful Mount Horeb, who has family racing today. And it'll be a bit of a challenge with these warm temperatures, but they'll get it done. And it truly is a great event up here. Also, a caller from WRCE makes me think maybe it's a former classmate, because they end with, we were great in 88, which, of course, is the year I graduated high school. Says, great program, Todd. Nice to hear you back on the airwaves. Well, thank you very much, whoever that is. We appreciate it. Great to be back on the airwaves, particularly in the hometown back there, Richland Center on WRCE. Joanne Krulatz, our colleague at WRCE, says, the call was awesome at the time and still gives me goosebumps when I hear it. Speaking of Al Michaels, we appreciate you checking in, Joanne. Also, here's some Jeff and Sun Prairie, who we just talked to as well. That was fantastic. And what else we have here? Here's a question from Dave in New Berlin. Dave in New Berlin listening in. He asks, where's the fireplace? Is it right next to the wood pile? Well, you can't see it, but yes, it's in the corner. So you have the wood pile here if you're watching on the stream. And so we have wood here in the corner, a little yodel fireplace at our studios. It's very nice. I have a setup here. I have a little living room. I have a futon, which I'm sleeping on, and then a nice shower. See, it really, and I have a little, I wouldn't call it a kitchenette. There's a microwave and a counter. I brought my own hot plate.
You got almost everything you need.
Almost everything I need, except for a Danish skier. So maybe
that would be helpful.
I'll try to find a date this weekend up here. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Love, at the Birkenbeiner.
That would be an excellent story.
Right? It would be a great story. I have a feeling, though, I'm going to have to make up the story in order for it to be true. But you never know.
With that attitude, yeah.
Wow. All right, Kira Sabin, our love guru there. We'll see. But is getting done here, the fine work of our colleague and program director, our immediate boss, Catherine Lake, who is up here doing great work and helping us out. She is on the streets, and she is talking to more people here for the 50th anniversary of the Birkenbeiner Ski Race. She's filed this report moments ago. Mr. Zombers, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, another one from Angler's Bar and Grill.
What's your name?
Julie Ablin.
And you live in Hayward?
In the summer.
In the summer.
But we always come up for the Berkey.
And it's crazy Berkey time. I mean, is this smaller than usual because there's no snow?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. It's a whole different environment when there's snow. It's pretty amazing.
And you mentioned something that is intriguing to me. My father was paraplegic.
Oh.
And I remember him trying to ski because he was a walking paraplegic. He had foot drop, right? And they have a para...
Yes, they do. And it's last year when we watched, they had a couple of skiers that were blind. There are three or four that were paralyzed, and then an amputee. And it was really neat the way they helped that, you know, like the blind skiers each had at least two people with them. And the paraplegic skiers had people with them. And coming up, you've not been here before, so you've not seen the bridge that goes over the...
Not yet.
Over Highway 63. So they come, and they have to go up this huge hill to get up this bridge, and then it's pretty much straight down to go onto Main Street. And so trying to figure out how they were going to get them down without them crashing at the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really neat. You know, they would have skiers, like, hang on to the back of them to slow their forward progress. It was amazing.
They call that the snowplow, don't they, when you put the tips of your skis together?
When you're paraplegic, there is no snowplow. They were on these little, like, ski chairs, kind of. And getting up that hill was all arm strength. It was all, you know, digging in with their poles to get them up this bridge. It was really impressive.
Thank you.
Right there, our very own Catherine Lake on the street today, talking to people at Angler's Bar and Grill, just about two blocks where we are at right now in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Catherine, thank you so much, and thank you to the people that you're talking to. A great example, Mr. Zommers, that this event, the American Birkebeiner in Hayward, is an event for everyone. It doesn't matter what your physical capabilities are. It's about the human spirit, right? And what a great report.
Absolutely. That makes me really happy. And I already thought the Birkebeiner was cool. Now I think it's really cool because when you can make something like this accessible to everybody, that is just huge because so many people just don't get to have that experience.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I think that report right there by Catherine really encompasses what I found in my... I visited Hayward before, but I've never been here for the Birkebeiner. And that report there by Catherine talking to these people, that's what this whole thing is about. I mean, sure, they would love to have more snow and it's about skiing, but even more so at a greater level, it's about the American, the human spirit. I shouldn't just say the American because it's an international event, but the human spirit. And it's kind of about sticking to something, seeing how far you can push yourself, overcoming the odds, and everybody's a winner that ends up crossing the finish line or even participating. So great job, Catherine. Really, really appreciate that. And thank you to the people who are willing to talk to us throughout the weekend here on this 50th anniversary of the American Birkebeiner ski race here in Hayward and also in Cable, Wisconsin as well. We'll have more reports throughout the day today. And then, of course, tomorrow, filling in for Pat Kreitlow on Up North News from 6 until 8. We'll be back, of course, from noon until 3. And then on Saturday, Jim Santel is going to have more coverage during his show, Morning Cannolis, from 9 until 11, with Gray and Big G on the scene, doing the same thing Catherine's doing for us today. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this coverage here. Here's what it says, Todd, what a great Winter Olympics 1980. Also, Madison's own Eric Heiden. Absolutely true. We're going to come back with more on the other side and talk a little politics for you on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2024. Glad to have you along. We are live in Hayward, Wisconsin, the home of WBZH, the Buzz of the North, our station here locally. And Mr. Zommers, of course, back down at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. And glad to have you all along with us. More on the Birkenbeiner a little bit later today. And, of course, throughout the rest of the week as well. But want to turn to some news here. And I think this should be a much bigger deal than it is across much of mainstream media. We've talked about this a couple of times this week on this program. The fact that the news broke last weekend that this informant to the FBI, that the Republicans, particularly in the House, have latched their Joe Biden impeachment hopes on, it turns out he's a Russian asset. I mean, he's being controlled by Putin. And this has finally come out. The Department of Justice has released this from last week. And now the Republicans are scrambling to try to figure out what to do next because the smoking gun they thought they had turns out to be belonging to Vladimir Putin. So they really got nothing on Joe Biden at all. Yesterday, and this is great reporting by Manu Raju from CNN, he caught up with GYM Jim Jordan, as our friend likes to call him. And the reason we say GYM Jim Jordan, of course, is because Jim Jordan, Congressman Jordan from Ohio, used to be an assistant wrestling coach at the Ohio State University in Ohio, in Columbus. And during that time, and this part has been proven, there was a team doctor, a trainer there at Ohio State, who did some terrible things to the young men, the wrestlers there, and sexually assaulted them. And Jim Jordan knew about this. The wrestlers went to him and asked for help, asked for him to stand up, and he turned his head. Wouldn't do anything. Then when he got into Congress or about to run for Congress, he called up some of these former wrestlers in tears, begging them not to say anything, because it might ruin his political career. And so far, he's gotten away with it. So that's why we like to call him GYM Jim Jordan, just as a friendly reminder of the kind of person this guy is. But anyway, Jim Jordan, now leading the committee, the Justice Committee there on Judicial Committee in the House of Representatives, and he is leading this impeachment charge, this pun intended, trumped up impeachment charge against President Joe Biden, going after Hunter Biden as well. And they've been talking ad nauseum about computers and Burisma and payoff, the monetary payoffs, all of it based on an informant that turns out to be a Russian asset. So Manu Raju caught up with GYM Jim Jordan yesterday in Washington, D.C., and he asked him a couple of questions. Here's the audio yesterday on CNN.
Do you take back what you said about the president's involvement in a bribery scheme now that Alexander Smirnov is proven to have made it up and it was based off Russian intelligence?
Doesn't change the four fundamental facts. Hunter Biden was put on the board of Burisma, gets paid $1 million a year.
You said the 1023 is the most corroborating piece of information you have.
It corroborates, but it doesn't change those fundamental facts. So now
it's not true.
Well, the FBI told us that this source was so 14 years this source was a paid source by the FBI. When we were trying to get the 1023, they told us, oh, this could jeopardize national security, the safety of this source. Didn't want to release it, and now they're saying, oh, he gave false information. The other thing, there's a story out today. Scott Brady, the U.S. attorney, did check the travel records of this confidential human source and found that he was at those places he said he was. So,
promotion of a bribery scheme was false.
Not at all. We're looking at the four facts I just gave you. Those facts are true. Absolutely true. But in fact, Joe Biden bragged about it.
But what Smirnov said is not true. Would you concede that?
Well, yeah, that's what the FBI is saying.
Well, yeah, that's what the FBI is saying. That's what the FBI is saying. If you believe the FBI, well, sure. The guy was lying. The guy's a Russian asset. That's what he's saying. That's what Jim Jordan is clinging to. The fact that, well, you know, we have travel records and this person, he went to all the places he said he did, but he's a Russian asset. Well, yeah, that's what the Justice Department's saying. just kind of casually like that. I mean, it's unbelievable, this dude, Jim Jordan. The Republicans' case is falling apart by the minute. Later on last night, appearing on television, Representative Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, commenting on the comments we just heard by Jim Jordan. Here is Jared Moskowitz, Congressman from Florida, last night.
They're coming and saying, Wolf, that this doesn't change anything. You know why it doesn't change anything? Because it doesn't. It never had to be true. They don't care that it's true. They wanted it to be true so bad that they birthed it. Okay, they wanted to make this the Garden of Eden of the impeachment process into Joe Biden, this $5 million that there really was never any corroborating evidence. But the Russian intelligence wanted to find useful idiots in Congress. And you know what? The American people already know this. They found them. They found them. They put it out there. Hundreds of interviews they did on television and in newspapers and on podcasts for 6 or 7 months talking about this. And it was all fake. It was all false. The impeachment inquiry should end, period.
There is Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, on what GYM Jim Jordan is saying, which, of course, is that they have no evidence. Republicans have no more evidence left. The impeachment inquiry should end. That's it, period. 844-967-2789. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC on the line. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, it's I can't say it's amusing. I am not entertained by this because pederast protector Jim Jordan, that's clear to me. I'm not going to say pedophile protector because those were young men, but I mean that he let that go on, and lacked the courage to say anything back then, and he should be confronted with that on a daily basis. Somebody should ask him every day, why did you protect that guy when you were down in at the college in
Ohio State,
Ohio?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Why did you protect him? Why did you protect him? Why did you protect him? And that, what credibility do you have when you do something, when you've ignored something like this, and you ignore the truth? I mean, I saw one little headline that, Joe Biden's brother is mentioned, maybe profiting off his brother's name. Well, are they aware of politics at all? Where all these, that's the kind of thing that goes on a daily basis in politics. And look at the scions of Donald Trump have cashed in and made millions of dollars off of Trump's name, and Trump himself did emoluments while he was in office to the tune of over $7 million, which we know about. And the Supreme Court says, well, we don't need to worry about that. That was, he's not president anymore. The fact of the matter is the emoluments are specifically banned by the Constitution, Mr. Trump. And, the Republicans just want to ignore that. And that, as I see it, Joe Biden is separate from his son and his son's mistakes or misdeeds. And that
and his brother.
I've seen nothing. And his brother, I've seen no convincing evidence that Joe Biden has profited from his son or his brother. I mean, but they don't. It doesn't,
because there is none, apparently.
The truth simply does not matter to these guys.
Yeah.
The truth simply doesn't matter. And the truth is supposed to be something that they supposedly hold sacred, because my guess is that when these guys took their oath of office, they probably mentioned God loud and clear when they took their oath of office, which in my opinion is kind of a... Yeah, I kind of almost lean to a Quaker ideology that you're not supposed to take the Lord's name when you take an oath, because...
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks so much for calling in. Up against the clock here. Thank you very much, Mark. We'll come back. Hear from one of the Republicans on what Jim Jordan is saying. That is up next. This is the Todd Allball Show live from Hayward, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will get $24 million from cigarette makers. That's for payments the companies missed between 2005 and 2007, stemming from another legal case. The money is going to the Wisconsin Medical Assistance Trust Fund. People with student loan debt can get their payments cut or even completely forgiven thanks to a Department of Education program. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says older borrowers can take advantage if they consolidate balances that don't qualify.
The commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent Plus loans.
Hume recommends acting sooner rather than later. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Spectrum is working to bring high-speed internet access to rural areas in Eau Claire County. According to a WQOW report, areas like Fall Creek, Ludington, and Augusta are set to reap the benefits of newly constructed fiber-optic networks across the county. The expansion of high-speed internet access was made possible through the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. Supporters of the project say the goal is to make internet speeds in Eau Claire County as fast as they are in cities like Madison and Milwaukee. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced six people are in custody following an 18-month-long investigation into drug distribution. According to law enforcement authorities, the investigation was focused on the distribution of fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drugs in the Eau Claire area. Police say they seized approximately $250,000 of drugs that were allegedly being shipped across the region. It was one of the largest fentanyl distribution investigations ever in western Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Is Jimmy Kimmel Live coming to an end? The host of the show, Jimmy Kimmel, ironically enough, alluded to a possible end in sight. The New York Post reports Kimmel believes this could be his final contract for the late-night talk show. The 56-year-old host's current contract ends in 2 years, and Kimmel says that might be enough. Kimmel is set to host this year's Oscars on March 10th. It's time for one of Pete's reluctant picks. Yes, reluctant. True Detective Night Country, the fourth season of the show, overall is a good watch. The show is set in the ominous and creepy setting of Alaska during 24 hours of darkness. The filmmakers blend the supernatural with good performances from the cast, which includes Jodie Foster. Warning, do not space out for a minute, or you will have to go back and watch the entire thing again. Don't you hate when shows challenge you to the point where you can't play video poker on your phone and follow the plot at the same time? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Alba, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. A little lion eyes there, Mrs. Zommers. Is that where you were going?
Yep, lion eyes.
All right, very good. Not lion eyes, like make some grip, but lion, as in lion eyes. That's what we're talking about. Welcome back to the show. We are live from Hayward at WBZH here in the Buzz of the North in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. We're covering the 50th annual Birkenbeiner Ski Race, and Catherine Lake been up here doing some great reporting on the street. We'll continue to do that tomorrow, and then on Saturday, our friend Jim Santel will anchor coverage as well from 9 to 11. Some great cut-in reports live on the scene from Big G and Greg here, or Gray, here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Right now, we're talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and really, it has so much importance for all of us as Americans. It's a little tantalizing, a little titillating, I know, but it actually has real importance. Because what we're talking about here is Gymnasium Jim Jordan, Republican congressman from Ohio, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, which is leading this ridiculous, trumped-up charge impeachment against President Joe Biden. And that's not just Todd's opinion. Because as it turns out, the Department of Justice has unveiled, released the information that the number one smoking gun on this 1023 form from the FBI, the person that Chuck Grassley from Iowa and the Republicans have hung their hat on saying, here's the evidence that Joe Biden's guilty and should be impeached. The entire thing has been found out to be a ruse, a lie. This Smirnoff guy, not Yakov Smirnoff, the comedian, but this Smirnoff guy, the FBI informant that did the 1023 form, it turns out he's a Russian asset. And yeah, it's kind of titillating the whole story and fun to poke fun at. But here's the serious part of this. This comes the same week that Republicans did not pass Ukrainian aid. Again, doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin. I talked about this morning, filling in for Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow this morning, doing that show for the rest of the week, having a good time. I talked about this morning. But our friend Stuart Stevens, like myself, a former Republican, worked on George W. Bush's campaign, one of the main people, worked on Mitt Romney's campaign, left the Republican Party, like I did, and is now one of the main people with the Lincoln Project. Stuart Stevens knows the Republican Party like the back of his hand. Here's what Stuart Stevens tweeted out last night. He said this: Vladimir Putin looked at Donald Trump as a weak man who would do anything for power. Donald Trump looked at the Republican Party as weak men and women who would do anything for power. Both were right. A major American political party is now compromised and extending Russia's power to attack the West. Nothing like this has ever happened in American history. Until we acknowledge it and respond, what it means to be an American will die a little more each day, unquote. The words of Stuart Stevens with the Lincoln Project, former one of the main Republican architects and campaign managers of all time. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton on the line. Cindy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, you know, once these Republicans get their teeth into something, they won't let it go. I mean, they're not going to let this impeachment thing go. It's all they got to hang their hat on, just like with the Gableman thing in Wisconsin. The Republicans are still pushing that all through whatever channels they can get it through. It's like these people are just crazy, crazy, crazy. They get their hands on something, and no matter how stinky it is, they still hang on.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Cindy. I agree that some of them, like Jim Jordan, are going to hang on to it. But we're going to play you a cut here in a moment from Republican from Colorado, Ken Buck. And the problem that Moscow Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is going to have is that some of these Republicans who have announced they're leaving, like Ken Buck, I don't think they're going to vote for impeachment. So they can continue the investigation. But I think day by day, remember, they only have a two-seat majority basically right now. They can only lose two people in order to get anything passed. And I think that every day that goes by and the more evidence that comes out, I think that Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is going to have an awful tough time getting any sort of impeachment through the House of Representatives. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick, listening in on WMDX back in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Another good song would be Three Dog Night's Liar. this guy, here's the thing. Why people get so frustrated, or at least me, with all of this. Here's a guy, Jordan, who was subpoenaed to testify last year, just blew it off, didn't do it at all.
Right.
And then next month, we're going to have to watch this dog and pony show that he's going to put on, where he drags out that her over the, you know, the Biden stuff, and they'll talk about his age nonstop and all the rest of it. Meanwhile, this guy, as far as I'm concerned, this guy belongs behind bars. And Grassley, him, and who's the other guy, Gomer or whatever
Comer,
the heck
his Comer.
Name is.
Yep, Comer.
Well, I'll call him Gomer. But anyway, all three of them, they should be taking in all of their cell phones, and they should be going through everything that was being communicated the last 4 or 5 years. There's
I agree.
Really rotten about this.
Well, I think Stuart Stevens nailed it. I mean, as more of this comes out, you have to start wondering, this is more than a coincidence. At some point, I'm not saying all of them, but at some point, there are has to be at least some of these Republicans in the House that are compromised by Russian assets.
Yeah. Well, here you go. One last thing. Either they knew about it and knowingly went along with it, or they're so dim-witted that they got duped by them. Both are bad.
Both are dangerous, right? Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Dick. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on this information coming out that this main key smoking gun, supposedly, for Republicans in their impeachment efforts against President Biden turns out to be a Russian asset? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you, and go to Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Yeah, I want to follow up on what Dick said. The moment that this guy was shown to be a Russian operative, why weren't the FBI immediately taking the Three Stooges in for hard questioning? And as Dick said, it start going through all of their records because they're compromised. You would say that by default, right? They've been rubbing elbows with this guy for a long time. Loose lips sink ships. Who knows what they communicated to this Russian operative? And of course, you see zero mentioning of this in the media. The fact that possibly Jordan, I'd say he, Comer, are complicit with this Russian operative, and maybe even already knew he was a Russian operative, and now they got caught.
Yeah. You bring up a great point, Kurt, and I think it goes back to a concern that we've raised here before. Others have raised it as well, and it goes back to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, right? And you know, he could have told Ken Herr on this report on Biden, look, we're not going to talk about this age stuff. We're not neurologists. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to stick to the law. We've heard from other attorneys, other people who have said normally in these indictments, it used to be that you just came out and if you weren't going to indict anybody after the investigation, the report was, and the press conference was, after reviewing all the evidence, there is not significant evidence to indict. That's it, period. But no, Ken Herr goes on and on. And so I think, again, on this one, I think that Merrick Garland, I think what he's been trying to do is trying to make it, he's worried about public perception, in my opinion. And wanting to not make people think, feed into the Trump narrative that the Biden administration is, quote unquote, weaponizing the judicial system. So I think that Merrick Garland may be taking this into public opinion too far. Just do your job, right?
Right. I mean, Garland is truly the massive weak link in the justice system. And I really think it's time for Biden to get him, just simply fire him and replace him, not worry about the optics.
Yeah. I mean, from a political standpoint, it's a tough nut to crack, right? Because if Biden fires him, you know that the Trump folks are just going to go apoplectic and say, well, of course, he's firing him because he was getting too close to the truth. So my guess is, only a guess.
We're going to advantage.
Right. Right. Exactly. My guess is they're probably taking the political optics into consideration a bit too much. But hey, people aren't paying me to advise the Biden administration. I'm just here to take your calls, and I'm happy to do it. You understand? A great Thank call. You Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Kurt. Kurt in Madison. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We heard on from Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, about this. These comments from Jim Jordan yesterday to CNN's Manu Raju, saying that, you know, look, you know, we have four what he called facts. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But saying that, okay, so fine. You know, the guy turns out to be a Russian operative. So what? And you heard from Moskowitz, the Democrat, saying, look, there's nothing here. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Well, let's hear from the Republicans, shall we? A current Republican congressman, Republican Ken Buck of Colorado, talking to CNN's Caitlin Collins last night about Jim Jordan. Here's a guy, Ken Buck, who is no snowflake, understand? He is a conservative Republican, and here's what he had to say about his colleague, Jim Jordan, last night.
Looking at what you said last September, you were condemning your own party's impeachment efforts, saying that Republicans in the House who are itching for an impeachment inquiry are relying on an imagined history. Did you ever think that it would collapse in this spectacular of a fashion?
Well, Caitlin, it's even more of an imagined history now. Obviously, this witness, and we were warned at the time that we received the document outlining this witness's testimony. We were warned that the credibility of this statement was not known. And yet my colleagues went out and talked to the public about how this was credible and how it was damning and how it proved President Biden's, at the time, Vice President Biden's complicity in receiving bribes. It appears to absolutely be false and to really undercut the nature of the charges. We've always been looking for a link between what Hunter Biden received in terms of money and Joe Biden's activities or Joe Biden receiving money. This clearly is not a credible link at this point.
So James Comer and Jim Jordan, they knew that this was not corroborated information, yet they still went public with it, talked about it on television, used it to fuel these investigations regardless?
That's what it appears. I certainly didn't have any evidence outside the statement itself that it was credible. And as a prosecutor for 25 years, Caitlin, I never went to the public until I could prove the reliability of a statement. And even then, the only public statement a prosecutor makes is the charging document. Let's see what the evidence is in this impeachment, if there is more evidence, before going forward.
You've been very skeptical of this effort that was so clearly in the making, this impeachment inquiry. You still voted for the impeachment inquiry, though. Do you, now that what's happened this week, wish that you had not voted for that?
No. A big difference between voting for an impeachment and an impeachment inquiry. The inquiry was really required because the White House declined to provide documents that were requested, subpoenaed, because they said that there was no formal impeachment inquiry voted on by the House. At that point, I thought there is no downside to voting for an impeachment inquiry. As long as the public knows and as long as my constituents know, I don't believe that the evidence is there that warrants an impeachment at this point. But certainly an inquiry allows the gathering of information. Let's gather information, but let's not draw conclusions before we have all the information.
Well, now that the witnesses that Republicans have brought in have undercut their claims, the informant is indicted. James Biden today saying that his brother had nothing to do with his business dealings. Is it time for Republicans to drop this impeachment inquiry?
I don't know. I don't know what all the evidence is, Caitlin, and I don't want to judge the evidence one way or the other until I have a chance to sit down with the investigators and go through the evidence. But this certainly undermines a lot. If the impeachment inquiry was based on this witness, it undermines the credibility of this impeachment. I will say that.
So there you go. There's the cut of Ken Buck. I didn't want to chop it up. I didn't want to be accused of taking it out of context. Gave it to you straight on CNN last night. Ken Buck, a Republican, saying that this is imagined history. It's false. We were warned. We'll come back, talk more about it next. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. It's the Todd Allbull Show live from Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have cabin fever, Crafted may be good for what ails you. 29 Pines Hotel and Convention Center in Eau Claire is hosting nonstop crafting classes and a whole lot of laughing and relaxing March 1st through the 3rd. Oh, and did I mention door prizes? Yell it with me. Bingo! It's friendly competition at the Knights of Columbus on Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Doors at 4, bingo at 7 every Friday through the end of May. Food and fun, too. If you're under 18, you can still play if you are with an adult. La la la, get your voice ready to sing. Read poetry, provide some comedy for Open Mic Tuesday at The Plus on Barstow Street in Eau Claire. Free, open to all ages and talents. Stop in any Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tata Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are coming to you live from Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH, the Buzz of the North Studios here in downtown Hayward. We are up here to cover amongst, well, the main thing is the 50th anniversary of the American Birkenbeiner Ski Race. If you're watching on the stream, you can see cars and people going by outside of our studio windows here. Happy to be here along with our program director, Catherine Lake, who is bringing us these outstanding person on the street interviews, not just people from Hayward, but around Wisconsin and around the world. And certainly a great time being had by all here in Hayward. Despite the warm temperatures, they are making snow at night. It'll be a limited course. Instead of going from Cable to Hayward, it'll be up in Cable on a 10-kilometer loop. And so we're looking forward to more coverage throughout the rest of the week here on Civic Media. Right now, we're talking about this story that is still unfolding kind of hour by hour. And it is of the Republicans' key witness or key smoking gun to try to impeach Joe Biden. And it's falling apart by the hour. The Justice Department has learned and told the public now that this star witness that did this 1023 form is a Russian asset. Literally, Republicans in Congress taking the word of a Russian asset to try to impeach Joe Biden in the same week that Republicans voted down aid to Ukraine, which could not have been planned out any better than by Vladimir Putin himself, and who's to say it wasn't? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Before the break there, we played you the long cut of Congressman Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado, who is on CNN with Caitlin Collins last night. He called what is happening now by his Republican colleague, same party, conservatives both, calling these charges against Trump imagined history, quote unquote, called them false, said we were warned about this informant.
It's alternative facts all over again.
Yes, alternative facts. And yes, the cut went on, and you can say, well, he still voted for the impeachment inquiry. I wouldn't have done that either, but he explained it to say, look, there's a big difference between voting for impeachment and voting for an impeachment inquiry. He was told by a Republican colleague that there was evidence here. I've seen this happen at the state level. Here's what happens. I know for people that might not be in politics, that you think, well, how could this happen? Here's how it happens. Some of these people that have been around for a while, and Ken Buck is a former prosecutor, as he said, there was something called respect for the institution, which used to exist in politics. And the old timers that are still in it believe in it. And belief in the institution means that you would never do anything to harm the reputation of the institution. And I notice some people that just sounds completely old school and like a fairy tale, but it was real at one time. In my time, both in state government and federal government, it was real. That there was a line, there was an unwritten rule that everyone just followed. I can't explain it any better than that. You just followed it. And on the rare chance that somebody crossed that line, you were shunned. You'd lose committee ships. You wouldn't get bills passed. You were just shunned. It had to do with character and morals. And so I think Ken Buck from Colorado, the Republican, comes from that old school. Though what my colleague tells me this is true, you're not going to lie to a colleague. You know, politicians are politicians. They might go out and tell the press something that's only half true. But behind closed doors, you don't lie to a colleague. That's not good for the institution. I'm not here to defend Ken Buck. I'm just saying I think this is what happened. That Ken Buck was told, look, there's credible evidence here. And so Ken Buck said, okay, well, I'm going to believe my colleague and I'll at least vote to find out the facts. Well, now that it comes out, there really are no facts and that Ken Buck was lied to by his own Republican colleagues. Remember, Ken Buck has announced he's not running for re-election. He's sick of it. He's checking out, much like Republican Mike Gallagher from Green Bay. Fed up with it, checking out. And the fact that a fellow Republican has said that this is imagined history, false. We were warned. And basically alluding to the fact that he's not going to vote for or in favor of impeachment if there's nothing else to see, which, of course, there probably is not. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on this subject. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. We'd love to hear from you as well. Go to Wisco Paul, listening in. Wisco Paul, thanks so much for calling in. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's almost like summer up there in Haywood, for goodness sakes.
You're right.
It is like that in Madison right now. It's unbelievable. Hey, I'll just give a quick take here, Todd.
Sure.
The old school is gone. Yeah, the old school is gone, completely gone. And the Republican
Agreed.
Party is totally run by Trump, and it's just sad that it is, because they'd be far better off just to forget the man and move on to the way they used to be. So that's just my take. At some point, Trump is going to hammer the whole party. I mean, that's proven fact. So he's going to dump on them all at some point. Okay, have a great time up there, Todd. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate it, Wisco. Thanks so much for calling in. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join the show. 844-967-2789 to give a call. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Wisco is absolutely right. I was fortunate enough to work in politics at the state and federal level when there actually was respect for the institution of government on both the Republican and Democratic side. And I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush. I think there are still individuals in state and federal government who believe in the institution. But I think Wisco is also right that by and large, that respect, for the most part, is certainly gone on the Republican side. And I say that as someone who spent 30 years in the party, who witnessed it firsthand. Stuart Stevens, we said, ran W's campaign or helped run it, Mitt Romney's. He is saying that his former party, my former party, is compromised by Putin, by Russian assets. And I think he's right. I don't think it's a coincidence this is all happening, that we find out a Russian asset was the main key witness for Republicans in a trumped-up charge against Biden the same week that they vote down or don't refuse to vote on Ukrainian aid. And you say, well, why is it important, Todd, to talk about Ukraine? It's way over there. Here's the reason. If Putin is successful in Ukraine, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia, Latvia are next. They are NATO allies, and the United States will be forced into the conflict, and men and women from Wisconsin will die on the European front. Stay tuned. More next hour on this. Also talking about Tony Evers urging for new maps at the congressional level. Don't want to miss it on the Todd LaBelle Show and Civic Media.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A black student in Houston plans to appeal a judge's decision today that his school district did not violate the Crown Act by punishing him for his locks.